Today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. So we got to the very top line of Chav Gimel. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah of Yom Tov Chamish of Yom Kippur Mishisha. So going through the different days, how many liyas are each day. So the Gemara says, Masnisin Mani, who is the author of the Mishnah? Can't be Lo Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Rabbi Akiva. Can't be either one of these tonight. Why not? The Tani, the Braisa teaches, the Yom Tov Chamish of Yom Kippur Mishisha, U'Bishabbos Shiva. So that's consistent with their Mishnah. However, Ein Pochsim Hen Vein Mosifin Alem Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says you can't have Hosafos on Shabbos, while by our Mishnah does say you can have. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Yom Tov Chamish of Yom Kippur Mishiva, U'Bishabbos Shisha. So Rabbi Kiva switches around how many aliyahs on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, which is of course not how we paskin, but he does admit, Ein Pochsim Hen Vein Mosifin Alem, he does admit that there are Hosafos, but the problem is Shabbos and Yom Kippur flipped around. So Mani, who could be the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yishmael, Kasha Tosefet. He doesn't allow for Hosafos. And Rabbi Kiva, Kasha Shisha Vashiva. He flips around Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So neither one of these could be the author of our Mishnah. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. It's really the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, Ein Pochsim Hen, Aval Mosifin Alem Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So that is very consistent. That's exactly what Mishnah says. But of course, the obvious question is, we just saw above opinion of Rabbi Yishmael himself, which contradicted this, which more enters Akasha, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Trey, Tanai, Aliba, Rabbi Yishmael. There are two different opinions as to what Rabbi Yishmael felt. So the opinion of Tanai, Rabbi Yishmael, the second Rabbi Yishmael, is exactly what our Mishnah said, that five for Yom Tov, six for Yom Kippur, seven for Shabbos, and there are Hosafas as well. So Gemara then says, Man Tana Laha, who is the author of the following Braisa? The Tani, the Braisa says, B'yom Tova Me'achrin Lavo, on Yom Tov, they would delay coming to Shul. Rashi explains why, three lines down, and the Rashi says, B'yom Tov Me'achrin Lavo, Leveis Knesset, Shetzarech Litroach Besudas Yom Tov, Kach Meforsh B'Mesecha Sofrim, because they're preparing for the meal, so they start davening later so they can prepare in the morning. Now, there's interesting din here, the Magen Avraham talks about, wait, you can't prepare before davening. How can you do any melacha before davening? Elamai, we see that if there's a need for Tzarech Yom Tov, Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to. It's brought down in the poskim that let's say Erev Shabbos, you want to go shopping, you have to daven first before going shopping. But let's say the prices are much cheaper in the morning, or the availability is much greater in the morning. But if you go after davening, there's no fish left in the market, there's no fruit left in the market, then there's a hatat to actually go before davening. So they bring a rai from this Gemara, this Rashi, that you can prepare Sudas Yom Tov, Sudas Shabbos, even before one's davening. So Gemara says again, B'yomtif ma'achrin lavo, you come late to shul because you prepare for the suda. U'mimaharin lates, and you also run out of shul early. Why? In order to fulfill the suda's yomtif, simchas yomtif. That's what takes place on yomtif. B'yom HaKippurim, mimaharin lavo, you run to shul quickly because there's no read, nothing to prepare, nothing to eat. And ma'achrin lates, you also delay leaving. There's no rush out of shul either because you're not coming home to a meal. And b'shabbos, mimaharin lavo, Shabbos, you also go to shul earlier because you can't prepare. Even though there's a suda on Shabbos, you can't really prepare much on Shabbos. All the food's cooked Erev Shabbos, as Rashi says, u'maharin lates, but you run out of shul early because you're running home for owning Shabbos. So that's the different ideas of what takes place Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Lema Rebbe Kiva, the Isle Gabri Yisera. So before even all the svaras I just said, at face value, the Gemara thinks maybe the reason why we delay Yom Kippur, Me'achrin Latzeis, while Shabbos it's Me'maharin Latzeis, we run out earlier, might be because that extra liya that Yom Kippur has, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the seven liyas Yom Kippur, now so of course that's not what the answer is. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yishmael, even if it's Rabbi Yishmael who holds that there's an extra liya on Shabbos and not on Yom Kippur, still, as we know, the Nafish Siddur Diyoma. Yom Kippur has a long Seder Trila, much more than Shabbos, and that's why there's a delay, not because of an extra Leah. And plus, on top of that, there's no reason to rush out Yom Kippur, because there's no place to go. There's no Suda as well. So then the Gemara asks the question, Hani Shlosha Chamisha Vishiva Kenegin Mi. We know on a regular weekday laning, there's three Aliyahs. On a Yom Tov, there's five Aliyahs. On Shabbos, there's seven Aliyahs. So the Gemara wants to know, who do these correspond to? So the Ritva says, this is not really the source. We discussed the source the other day, that whenever there's a added Musaf, and added Isra Malacha, and added Karis, added a Skila, that adds the Aliyahs. This is simply an Esmach Tabalma to help us remember how many Aliyahs, but it's not really the source. While the Ritva says it's not really a source, it's just an Esmach Tabalma, Tos on the top seems to think it actually is really a source. Look at Tos on the top here. Tos writes, Hani Shlosha V'Chamisha Kenegin Mi. Aval Mishisha Shiyom HaKippur Melo Boy Ad L'Kaman. We're going to ask later on in the Gemara here how we know the source of six aliyahs for Yom Kippur. But Kasha, Amaylo Boy Midalot Rosh Chodesh Kenegin Mi. Why don't we ask the four aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh V'Chein Shechol HaShemari? Why don't we ask the source of those four? So V'Yesh Lomar, D'Kimle D'Tarmid D'Musaf Chashiv L'Tui Chad Gavra. Because when we spoke about the other day, that the fact that there's a carbon mus of Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, that's enough of a reason, that's good enough to why there's a four aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. We don't have to ask that question. Aval l'tfuya kokach, but to add more in Yom Tov because of Isser Melacha, Yom Kippur because of Karis, and Shabbos because of Skila, lo sevir le mishim Karis v'skila, ilo mishkachim kenegami. That's not good enough reason. So therefore, these psukim here are really the source why we have five, six, and seven aliyahs. This is the real source. But the Ritva says that's not really the source here. This is simply an esmach de ba'amo. Either way, what does the Gemara answer? Kenegin mi. Who do 3, 5, and 7 correspond to? So Gemara says it's a machlokis, Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachmani, the Chadime, one of his chaverim, Umani, who was that? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Amrila, others say, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Chadime, Manu Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachmani. Amrila, yet others say, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Fine. So whoever it is said this following. Chad Amr, one of them said, Kineged Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, the 3 brachas. The first bracha, Yirecha Shem Yishim Yirecha, is 3 words. The next one's 5 words. The final bracha is 7 words. 3, 5, 7 of the Birchas Kohanim corresponds to the 3, 5, 7 aliyahs on these different days. The Gemara then says, Chadam, or the other one held, Kineged Shlosha Shomri Asaf, Chamisha Roi Pnei Melech, Shiva Roi Pnei Melech. The different psukim in Nevi'im, 3, 5, and 7 guards that took place. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chamisha, Me Roi Pnei Melech, Veshiva Roi Pnei Melech, Shiva heim kedechsev shivas tsari pras madai umehem yesh of the 7 umehem yesh chamisha chashuvim, the 5 of them are very chashuv guards kedechsev besof malachim shlosha shomrei saf besof sefer malachim uknegd and tiknu elu main devar malchus. So they had these correspond to the aliyahs as well. Not a real strong limud. It sounds to be a smachta ba'alma. Now the Tosis takes issue with Rashi. Rashi says there's 7 guards shivas tsari pras, which is referring to Achashverosh. Tos asks the question, Perisha Kuntris, the Achashverosh, why would you use Achashverosh as the source of aliyahs in the Kriyas HaTorah? V'kasha lomar, shetiknu chachamim keneged inyani shel osa rasha, l'chach Perisha ben otam, osa ksuvim, he brings other psukim in Yirmiyah and elsewhere as the real source. Now, this is only bothering to Tosas because Tosas said this is a real limud. It's a real limud, like Tosas said above, that's why you can't learn from Achashverosh the Rasha. But if you learn like the Ritva, there's simply a smachta ba'am, it's not really a source, then there's no problem using a smachta from Achashverosh, that won't be an issue at all. In fact, there's actually a Gemara in Bab Basra in the Cheskat Batim. You know, sometimes they have these simanim, the mnemonics in the Gemara, like in parentheses, simon and so on. One simon is simon amalek, that's one of these simanim. How can you use amalek to learn Torah? It's not a limud, it's simply an esmach nebama, just to help a person remember. Here's well, to help a person remember, so it doesn't make a difference if it's the 3, 5 of 7 Achashverosh or someone else. So the Gemara now says, go back inside. The Gemara says, Tani 5, medium wide lines down. Tani Rav Yosef, Shlosha, Chamisha Veshiva, Shlosha Shomri Asaf, Chamisha Mira Pnei Melech, Veshiva Roi Pnei Melech. So he brings a brisa that clearly holds, like the other pinin, not Birchas HaKohanim, rather connected to the 3, 5, 7 guards. So Amalei Abaye says, so after Rav Yosef brought this brisa forward, Abaye asks Rav Yosef, Adha inna, my time alo pirsh lamar. Why didn't you explain this to us in the past? Why suddenly now did you present this brisa to us? Amalei, he says, Lahavi yadana tzrichas lay. I didn't know you needed me to teach you the brisa. V'chi b'isa minai milsav la'amri l'chu. Have you ever asked me a question before I didn't give you the answer? You should have asked me. I would have told you. That's all. Okay, interesting dialogue. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Yaakov mina, that was his name, the Rav Yehuda, Hanei Shisha, Yom Kippur Mekenegami. The 6 aliyahs of Yom Kippur, who do that correspond to? Amrlai, Keneged Shisha, Shamdu Miyamino Shel Ezra, Vishisha Mismolo. There are 6 people who stood on the side of Ezra, and there are another 6 who stood on the left side of Ezra. So it corresponds to these individuals. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk as follows. It says that Ezra, Abayamod Ezra, Hasofer al Migdal 8, Asher Asuladav, Abayamod Etzlo, Matizya, V'shema, v'anaya, v'uriya, v'chilkiya, u'maseya, ayimino, u'mismala, pidaya, u'mishayel, mikia, v'choshim, v'chashbadana, zacharya, mishulam. So wait a second. Hani shiva havu. The left ones were 7 people, not 6 people. And the Gemara says, Haini Zacharya, Haini Mishulam. That was the same exact person. His name was Zacharya Mishulam. That was one name. But my card Mishulam, why would you call Mishulam if his name was really Zacharya? The Misham Babodeh, because all his acts, he always acted in a complete way, so we called him Zacharya Mishulam. That was like a nickname given to him. So the 6 and 6 in each side, so that were the 6 aliyahs of Yom Kippur. So Tanya Rabban, the Brisa now says, Hakol Olim the Minyan, Shiva, everybody counts towards the Minyan, towards the aliyahs, to the 7 aliyahs, Afil Katan, Afil Isha,
even though women and even children,
but we don't let women lane, and for that matter, we don't even let children lane. But the reason why we don't let women lane is because kavodat tzibur, it's not appropriate for a woman to go up by the bima and to lane from the Torah, although mikra din she might be allowed to, but we don't let her because of kavod haTorah. So one asks the question, ibayilu maftir mashialu leminin shiva. The maftir, we have seven aliyahs, plus a maftir. Does maftir count as one of them? So we really should have six aliyahs, and maftir becomes the seventh aliyah, or not? It's a separate. So Rav Huna, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, they had a discussion. Chad amar ola, v'chad amar ein ola. They had a machlokas, whether you count it towards the seven or not. So man, the damar ola, the one who felt that you count maftir towards the ola as the seventh aliyah, the Hakari, because he reads in the from the Torah itself, so that should count as the seventh aliyah. You don't need seven plus one; it should be six plus one. Uman damar ein ola, the one who says no, he doesn't count. So kedula, the reason why he reads the Torah, not because he's counting as part of the Torah, as part of the aliyahs, rather damar ula b'pnei ma hamafter benavi tzarch shiikra b'Torah tchila. Why do we say the one reading haftorah first needs to read from the Torah itself? Why b'pnei kavod haTorah? Because it's a kavod haTorah. We don't want the guy to read just Navi. We want to realize that Torah is more important than Navi. Torah is more Kedusha than Navi. So we first have him read Torah, so a few plucking from the Torah, and then he reads the Navi afterwards. And since it's only because of the Kavod haTorah, the Chaven, the Mishim Kavod haTorah, the Minyan Lo Salak. It's not part of the count. It's not really a fundamental part of the Aliyahs. And simply for the Kavod haTorah reasons, it doesn't count as part of it. So that's why Paskin, there's seven full Aliyahs. Then the Maftir rereads a few plucking, and then he goes on to read the Haftorah. And before we go ahead to the question to the Meisveh here, there's a very interesting Tos in the bottom here. Tosos is talking about the Kaddish between Maftir and so on. We're going to skip all those pieces there, but he does have an important point all the way at the bottom. If you look at the last five lines of Tosos here, he talks about Maftir that we read of Shabbos. The Pesukim of Shabbos, you know, every time there's a Yom Tov, we know, we always read the Karbanos, the Musaf of that day. Sukkot, we read the Karban Musaf, and Rosh Chodesh, we read the Karban Musaf. But Shabbos is a Karban Musaf of two Pesukim that we read yesterday in Parshas Pinchas. We don't read every single Shabbos. Shouldn't that be the maftir? There's a Karban Musaf every single Shabbos. Why don't we read those psukim as the maftir like we would do on any other day of a Karban Musaf? So Tosis writes the last five lines here. Rabbeinu Tam, v'hasha ein motziin be'sivrei Torahs b'chol Shabbosos l'kro b'shniya u'b'yom ha-Shabbos. Why don't we bring it to Sivrei Torah out every Shabbos? And the second, sefer, we should read the psukim of b'yom ha-Shabbos from yesterday we read in the Rosh Chodesh. Those two psukim are Parshas Pinchas, Kemosha Ozen b'yom tif. The Tosa answers Nira Lafi, She'ein v'parsha elishnei psukim. They're only two psukim. V'ein karmatar pachas mishalosh psukim. Since you're stuck, you only have two psukim. You need to have three. And for technicality, we're not able to deal with it. Therefore, we can't read the Shabbos. That's one shot. V'karin b'chol Shabbos. If we were to read it on every... I skipped the line. V'ein lahaschu b'parsha shilmal. We shouldn't begin from the parsha earlier of the Karban Tamid. O l'sayim b'parsha shilmata. Or read the parsha afterwards of Rosh Chodesh. Mishim de lo havi minyan shayom. That has nothing to do with the day. It's not about the Karban Musaf. Since there are only two psukim, so we're stuck. We can't read it. That we really should, but we can't. It turns out when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, all we really should be reading is the five psukim of Rosh Chodesh. There's no need to read the Karban Tamid or the Shabbos psukim. We don't have to. It's all about Rosh Chodesh. But the post can point out, once you're reading the Rosh Chodesh Leining on Shabbos, we may as well read from Uviyom HaShabbos as well, the two psukim, plus the five psukim of Rosh Chodesh. But just for technicality as to why we can't read the Maftir for Shabbos. But then he answers another answer. He says, V'odi Yishalmer, another explanation why we don't read Uviyom HaShabbos on every single Shabbos. The Fisha Tzarech LaHaftir B'chol Shabbos Minyan HaShayom. We have to always read on each Shabbos something having to do with the Parsha. V'karina b'chol Shabbos, if we read the same psukim, the same two psukim, every single Shabbos as maftir, imkein yetzarech lahaftir, but the salak minay. Haftorah has to correspond to what we read in the maftir. So whatever maftir is this coming Shabbos, we're going to read a haftorah connected to the last few psukim. If the maftir is always v'yom ha-Shabbos, every single Shabbos, that means the haftorah will have to be the same also every single Shabbos, and that they're imkein ha-ko haftorahs b'nin echa. They're all going to be the same exact haftorah. We don't want that to be the case, and therefore they said not to read v'yom ha-Shabbos as the Karban Musaf. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says the last three lines.
We have different same maftirs within
haftorahs. But rare ones, so a couple here and there, but to have every single Shabbos same haftorah would be a different story. So then the Gemara says, Meisivei Hamaftir b'navi lo yivchos miyasim ve'echa psukim. A person who reads from the haftorah, he should not have less than 21 psukim connected shiva shikar b'torah, corresponding to the seven aliyahs that he reads. So it was once upon a time where the guy were goes, we couldn't read from the Sefer Torah, so we had to replace that with Haftorah of Nevi'im. We wanted the Nevi'im to correspond to the Torah, so we read 21 Pesukim at least, 7 Aliyahs, times 3 is 21. That was the replacement. Now the Gemara says, Vimisa, if it's really true that Maftir is viewed as an eighth Aliyah, really, it's 7 Aliyahs plus Maftir, which is what we do, shouldn't there really be Emisa Esen V'Arba? There should really be 24 Pesukim of Torah, 8 Aliyahs times 3 would be 24. Gemara says, no, you're right. We do have 7 Aliyahs plus a Maftir, but since the Maftir is came in the Mishum Kvod HaTorah, it's only because the Kvod HaTorah is not for fundamental reasons, therefore we do not have to include that as part of the count. We don't need any Pesukim and Haftarah to correspond to the Maftir. Top line now of Chav Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says, Maskiv La Reva. But wait a second, one of the Haftorahs that we read is from Yirmiyah, and it does not have, it begins, Olosechem Sifu, does not have a total of 20 Pesukim. How does this qualify as Haftorah? And the Gemara says, Shiny Hasam de Salak Inyana. Ideally, we look for an area of the Torah, of the Haftorah rather, that has 21 Pesukim. But sometimes you come across a complete unit, a complete topic, that has less than 21 Pesukim, it's not Ma'akev, and that's an example of Olosechem Sifu, does not have a total of 21 Pesukim, it's not Ma'akev, the Haftorah. So then the Gemara says that the Heicha de la Salik Inyana Lo is a situation where the topic has not completed and we're not going to it won't work. V'hamar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Zimin and Sagin have a Kamina Kamid of Yochanan. One time his friend of Yochanan v'chihave Karinan Asar Psuke Amlan Afsuke, and one time he was reading Tem Psukim and he said stop. And even though the topic hadn't stopped it still kept on going on. He told him to stop after Tem Psukim. And the Gemara says, no, the reason why there is because Makom Shiesh Turgman Shani. When you have a Turgman who explains Pasuk by Pasuk, so you have Hebrew and then Aramaic, Hebrew Aramaic, there it's actually different where you can less than 21 Psukim. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, it's only true that you need a total of 21 Psukim, Elba Makom Shein Turgman. There's no Turgman. About Makom Shiesh Turgman Posuk, you could stop even midway through, even though you haven't even reached 21 Psukim. Now, I would have thought you should have at least 11 Psukim, at least 11 Psukim of Hebrew, 11 Psukim of Turgman to have a total of 22, as opposed to 10 and 10, which is only 20. But the Gemara says, no, that's not the din. If you have a Turgman, you could stop short, whatever the inin is. But we Paskin, of course, we don't have a Turgman, and therefore we need to have at least 21 Psukim, other than the few occasions whereby the topic has completed even less than 21 Psukim. Look at the top Tosis for a second here. Tosas writes, Lo Shanu El Makom Shein Meturgman, V'Alze, based on this idea that there's certain places that they did not have a Meturgman during Navi, Alze Anu Somchim, that's what we rely on, says Tosvos, She'ein Anu Meturgman Haftaros, Shebechol Yimos Hashanah, V'chein HaParshish. We don't have a Meturgman. And we see in the Gemara itself had such an idea that not every place had a Meturgman, so our practice has developed that nobody, we've never seen anywhere where there's a Meturgman in Haftarah or in Kriyas HaTorah.
And there's no difference between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur.
The Gemara doesn't point it out. Seemingly, it should correspond to how many Aliyahs on that day. So then the Mishnah says, "Ain porsin al shema." We have to read the end of the line here, just because to appreciate what's going on here. It's talking about minyan. So what you have to plug in now the word minyan. Ain porsin al shema without a minyan. You need a minyan to do porsin al shema. What is porsin al shema? So Rashi explains three lines down. Ain porsin al shema minyan haba lebeisik nesses la'achar shikaro tibur shema. So let's say they said Baruch Hu and Shema, and then 10 people walk in late. They miss Baruch Hu, so the din is Omid Echad, one of the people, the late comers, one of them stand up. Vomer Kaddish, he says Kaddish, Ubaruch Hu, he says Baruch Hu, Ubaruch Hu Rishonah, Shebekriya Shema, that's called Porsin Lashon Chatzi Davar. They do like a half a job of Baruch Hu, that's what Porsin Lashon Shema is. We don't really do this anymore. Sometimes a guy comes late and says Baruch Hu afterwards, but we don't do a whole Kaddish and a Baruch Hu like the Mishnah suggests here. But that din of Porsin Lashon Shema, you need a minimum. Furthermore, ve'ein over in lefnei ateva, a person should not, you don't have a shliach tzibur unless there's a minyan. Ve'ein nosin es kapem, you can't have birchas kohanim unless there's a minyan as well. Ve'ein karin betorah, you also don't have kriyas torah without a minyan. Ve'ein maftir benavi without a minyan. Ve'ein osin mayim nemosha, if you don't do mayim nemosha, which Rashi explains is a minyan, when they bring the mace to bury him, you'd stop and go 7 times, we say ve'hi noam, when at the base of kvaros, that you need a minyan of people there as well. And ve'ein omin birchas aveilim, Gemara will explain what that means without a minyan either. V'tanchuni aveilim, when you go back from the kever, everyone stands in the shura to wish the makom yinachem, that also requires a minyan. U'birchas kohanim, when it comes to shavuot brachos, you need a minyan as well. Ve'ein mezamen b'shem, you can't do pachas me'asara, you can't do benching of Elokeinu without a minyan. U'bekarkos, when it comes to assessing the value of a karka, of a person's makdish's karka, you need tisha, the kohen, you need nine people plus one kohen totaling a minin, which we'll see in the Gemara how we learn that. And finally, the adam kiyotaben, so too, if a person's makdish a person, he sanctifies a person, you also need 10 people as well. So there's a whole slew of halakhas that require minin. So asks the Gemara, how do I know these words to be true? That in fact you do need a minin for these mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Chiba, Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kol Pasuk says, 'V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Zol.' I want to sanctify you within Klai Zol. Kol davar shebekedusha lo yepachas me'asara. That every item of kedusha v'nikdashti must require a tochel b'nei Zol, must require a unit of Klai Zol. My mashma. How do you know that this b'soch b'nei Zol means 10 people? Maybe it means 2 people. The Gemara says, 'D'tani Rabbi Chiba, Asya toch toch.'" You have a gzereshav toch toch ksiv hacha v'nikdashu b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Uksiv hasam, it says elsewhere, hivdilu mitoch ha'eda, referring to the this is Karach, right? Karach. V'yasa eda, so that's by Miragma, I think. V'yasa eda miksiv hasam ad masa eda hara hazos, that's by Karach. Malahalan Asar, Afkan Asar. So just like your 10 Meragdim, minus the 2 of Yeshua and Kalev, they're 10. So you use a Gzer Shava for your few Gzer Shavas to learn Toch, also means 10 as well. You need a minin of 10 people. There's a very interesting Ramoshi talks about, based on this Gzer Shava that we learn from the Meragdim, that you're allowed to have, who's allowed to count towards a minin? How religious does a person have to be part of the minin? He says, since the source is from the Meragdim, who turned out to be Rishaim, there are no criteria of how religious a person needs to be to count part of a minin. Others argued with Moshe and felt you can't call them Raglim Risham. They were the Nasim, they're Tzadikim. Yes, they made a terrible, terrible mistake. We can't call them Risham to that effect where they weren't religious at all. And others don't like this this understanding that you have to have some level of religiosity to be considered part of the minin. So then the Gemara says, V'ein osin maimid umosheva pachos me'asara. When it comes to the stopping and going of the bearing a mace, the Hinoan that we say to stop 7 times, you need 10 people. So the Gemara says, Kaven Dubai Lamar Amdu Yakar Mamudu Shivu Yakar Shivu Batsim Yasaram Lav Arachu. Since we say the precious people, the honored people, please stop and go and sit and stop and go. So since we talk in such a way, we need 10 people. It's not appropriate to talk to people in such a way without having 10 people. That's a it's not their eretz to have such a thing. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'ein omen birchas aveilim u birchas chasanim." My birchas aveilim, birchas rechava. Dam Reb Yitzchak, Am Reb Yochanan, birchas aveilim biasara. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, "Ein aveilim in a minim." Oh, that's, we didn't do that one yet. Let's read one more line. So the birchas rechava that one says, this is referring to, I think, the bracha they'd say in the street, which is what after the person's buried, they'd say, I think Hamakom Minachem. That statement is what we would say. That's the bracha you need a minim for as well. It's Suda Sabra, yeah? In second here? Where do you see it in the article there? Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, I see it now. Right, yeah. Rashi says, it's Suda Sabra. So referring to the Suda Sabra, that requires a minute of people as well, which is the first meal after returning from the base kvaros. So then the Gemara says that v'ein aveilim in a minute, you don't count the avel as part of the minute. You need 10 people aside from the aveilim. And birs chas chasanim, which is the shebrochos, biasara, and thereby, in that case, v'chasanim min a minute, you do count the chasan as part of the minute for Sher Brachos. So then the Gemara says, "Vein mezamnin al hamazim b'shem pachas me'asar." To say Baruch Elokeinu by benching, you need a minute as well. Kaven debay the member nevarach Elokeinu. You're saying Hashem's name, but simiasar lav aru. It's not appropriate to have less than 10 people when you're saying Hashem's name. And then the Gemara says, "Karkalos tisha v'karin adam v'yol kiyotzi behem." So Miran and Mila, how do you know for assessing the kedush of a karka, a person's makdish a karka, you need 9 people plus a kohen? So the Gemara says, "Miran and Mila, Amar Shmuel asara." Kohanim ketuvim b'parsha. In the parshios of the being makdish a karka, it says the word kohen 10 times. Chalugufe. One is to tell me you need a kohen himself, and the other one, the idach, the other mentions havemid achamid ve'mid achamid ela l'rabos tisha yisraelim v'chad kohen. We have a concept. Whenever it's the word is limiting, it's like a double negative turns into a positive. It includes. So since you have all these other kohen repeating itself, it really comes to include, not exu, but to include a Yisrael. It works the reverse. So you have 1 kohen and 9 yisraelim. And the Gemara says, "Ema chamisha kohen v'chamisha yisrael." Maybe it should be 5 and 5, meaning 1 kohen is to teach me kohen. The next kohen should be Yisrael. Next kohen, the kohen, it should be alternating. It should be 5 kohen and 5 yisraelim. And the Gemara says that's a good question. We're end off in a kasha. We don't have a good answer for that. But lamaisa we paskin 1 kohen is needed. And 9 kohanim. So Tosus asks a very interesting question. A small Tosus, Dibur Maskel Asara Kohanim, He says, Kashali, Amaylo by Echadasa. Why don't you need 11 here? De ein bezdin shaku. We have a concept. You cannot have an equal bezdin. It can never be an equal number of people. B'chol davar shu toleib shu omir b'shikol nas. That which depends on a person's decision making, a bezdin, you need odd numbers to come to a decision. So he's not sure why you don't need a bezdin shaku, why you can't have a 11 people that should really be. The Rashi, if I recall, answers and says, no, that's only true when you need to have a decision, yes or no. But this is not a yes or no. This is figuring out a price tag on something. 10 or 11 people won't help getting a price tag. They're trying to come to some agreement. But 11 person just might make it harder. If it was a yes or no, just voting up and down, okay, an odd number will get you a conclusion. But to try to figure out a price tag, 11 versus 10 is not going to really help the situation, whereby it doesn't think that there's a need for a Bezdin Shakel. So now the response of Tosis is that the way the Achronim explain is, that Bezdin Shakel, that concept of having an odd number, is not because you need to come to a conclusion necessarily. It's because a bezin, by definition, the formality of bezin requires odd numbers. That's a bezin. Bezin means a 3 or 5 or 7. That's the definition of bezin. Not because it's going to help you come to a decision. Yeah, that's true also, it will, but because it has to be an odd number. So since this is a bezin, you need an odd number as well, 11, and not because it helps you make the decision, because that's the definition of a bezin. So the Gemara then says, to finish off the last few lines here, the Gemara says, v'adam kayotze behem, and so too, when a person is makdish a person, you also need a minute as well. So, Adam mi kadosh? Could a person sanctify another person? I could go to Reuven and say, you're kadosh now? Is that going to work? So, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Gomer Dimei Alai. No, it's when I say, the value of Reuven is upon me to give towards the base of Mikdash. I'm not being makdishim. I'm taking his value and sanctifying that and making a dedication in his honor, or just using his value to create this this number. The Tani, the Raisa says, HaOmer Dimei Alai, Shamanosok Eved. So, if I say I want to give Reuven's value, it's upon me to give to the base of Mikdash, so we assess him as if he were to be an Eved, if he were to be sold in the market, how much he'd be sold for. The Eved is Kishla Karka. So once we use Eved as the model, and we know Eved is connected to Karka, Dichseva, Vishnachaltim, Alsam, Levnechem, Acharechem, Lereshes, Achuza. So just like Karka requires 10 people, so too when you say to Mei Alai, a person who we're comparing to an Eved, so too that requires 10 people as well. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We start off talking about the author of the Mishnah was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Couldn't Rabbi Shmuel because he does not hold the Valsafos. Rabbi Kiva holds 6 for Shabbos, 7 for Yom Kippur. We said there's another opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, who holds, just like a Mishnah, 6 for Yom Kippur, 7 for Shabbos, and their Hosafos as well. We brought then a machlokas, a discussion about coming late to Yom Tif Shul and leaving early, and Yom Kippur and Shabbos, all these different dinim. We tried proving maybe that means that you should have an extra leaf Yom Kippur, like Rabbi Kiva says no, because there's a long davening, that's why there's a much longer, you get delayed when leaving after davening Yom Kippur. 3, 5, and 7 are corresponding either to the 3, 5, 7 of Birchas Kwanim, or the 3, 5, 7 of the different Shomrim in the Pesukim, either Achashverosh or other Pesukim found by Tosos. Then we discussed the 6 aliyahs are connected, the 6 people stood on the side of Ezra and the left side of Ezra. And we said everyone counts towards the aliyah, even Katan, even Isha, but we don't let an Isha because it's not covered a Torah. Then we discussed about whether you count the Maftir as part of the Minyan, and we said we don't count Maftir as part of the Ola. Haftorah always has to have 21 psukim. Sometimes you have less than that because the topic is over. But if it's a place where there's a Maturgamon, even 10 psukim would be sufficient because 10 of the Hebrew and 10 of the Aramaic. Then we mentioned the Mishnah that had a whole slew of mitzvahs that require a minion of people. The source is based on Niknashti, Besoch B'nei Yisrael, that based on the Gzeir Sheva, Toch Eda, 10 people ultimately learn from the Miraglim outside of Yeshua and Kalev. We learned that Niknashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael requires Kedusha, Ein Pachos Me Asara. And we brought the sources of each of the different halachas of Maimon and Moshev, Birchas Avelim, Birchas Chasanim, and Karkaos, and Adam. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
According to Tosfos, it's interesting.